The presidential race could be a photo finish.
I think we're going to be here a long time on election night.
Health warnings take some popular over-the-counter medicines off the counter.
We are stopping all manufacturing and shipping.
Tobacco companies lose a legal round.
Judge Robert Kaye rejected requests by the nation's five largest cigarette makers to reduce a record $145 billion damage award.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. This time tomorrow, the polls will start closing, and the vote count will tell the final story of Campaign 2000. As of now, a CBS News survey shows George W. Bush with a four-point lead over Al Gore, 46% to 42, with a margin of error plus or minus 3 points. It's a dead heat. But Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic says it's not too late for a shift.
There's still a possibility of movement. 13% of all the likely voters tell us they're either undecided or, while they have a candidate preference, they could still change their mind before Election Day.
CBS News estimates that 24 states are likely to go for Bush or are leaning in that direction for a total of 209 electoral votes. 12 states and the District of Columbia are in Gore's column for 181 electoral votes. 270 are needed to win. The CBS News poll found that the disclosure of Bush's 1976 drunk driving arrest had little impact. 92% of those surveyed said it made no difference to them. The final blitz of battleground states is still underway. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with Gore.
Good morning. Like to have your vote tomorrow.
You got it.
From that pre-dawn Iowa factory gate visit to St. Louis to this Michigan rally, turnout is Al Gore's goal.
See clearly the interests of your loved ones and your families. That day is tomorrow, and I need your vote, and I need your support.
Running on adrenaline and political drive to reach his long-sought White House goal, Gore is into the 13th of at least 30 hours of nonstop campaigning. He insists he has the momentum to win. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the Gore campaign in Flint, Michigan.
I'm Lou Miliano with the Bush campaign. George Bush is on a marathon sprint back to Texas through four states, beginning in Chattanooga, where he conceded Gore may win his home state, Washington, D.C. But Bush Cheney, he said, will take Tennessee. It was a buoyant George Bush arriving here in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
People know that this nation can come together. We don't need finger pointing and name calling and the bitterness that's taken place in Washington.
This is another battleground state, only 11 electoral votes, but critical when the contest is this close. With the Bush campaign, Lou Miliano, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now this.
Welcome to Postcard Travel.
I need a vacation.
Oh, sit down and have some spritzers. They're cute little cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
Mmm, these spritzers are refreshing.
What are you thinking?
It's like a lemon breeze tickling my face.
How about Hawaii?
A tangy snowflake on my tongue.
Okay, Aspen.
New Pepperidge Farm Spritzers cookies. Light and airy with a surprising tang. Lemon, lime, and raspberry never felt this good.
The sensation of another universe.
Let's talk Jupiter.
Pepperidge Farm. Never have an ordinary day.
On Monday's number one drama, Family Law, the system is supposed to protect children.
Why are you in the hospital, Raphael?
I spilled Mr. Harding's beer.
But when foster care parents are accused of abuse, the Family Law attorneys go to battle.
You have just declared war on the Department of Children and Family Services.
We're going to do what we think is right.
Kathleen Quinlan, Dixie Carter, and Tony Danza in an all-new Family Law, CBS Tonight.
Sometimes an election's outcome is apparent soon after the polls close, but CBS News chief political correspondent Bob Schieffer tells me he doesn't expect that tomorrow.
In this day of polls and exit polling, we've all been longing, people have been wishing for an election night that would be like the old days when we were up into the wee hours of the morning to find out who won. I think we may get our wish here. I think we're going to be here a long time on election night.
If it turns out that California's 54 electoral votes make the difference, we might have to wait days for the final result. That state's election officials say more than 3 million voters have obtained absentee ballots, and the process of counting all those ballots will be tedious and time-consuming. Some investigative reporting by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and WSB-TV has turned up more than 15,000 dead people on Georgia's active voting rolls. And over the past 20 years, more than 5,400 votes have been cast by the deceased. 430,000 Ford Mustangs are being recalled. The company says there's a problem with the parking brake in manual shift models. It could slip and allow the car to roll. The recall involves Mustangs from 1994 to the present. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Here are the mortgage papers. So, are you ready to sign?
What's this?
Origination fee?
Well, a home loan has to originate somewhere. Wherever that is, we attach a fee to it. If you'll just sign here.
Commitment fee? I'm already committed. It's a 30-year commitment. I have to pay for a commitment on top of my commitment?
At eLoan, when you get a home loan through us, we waive all lender fees for you.
Underwriting fee? Is that like undertaking?
Similar.
Doc prep fee? Is there a doctor involved?
No.
Should there be?
We waive origination fees, commitment fees, wire transfer fees, etc., etc. All lender fees, all gone. And all that's left is a great rate.
Warehousing fee? Did I buy a warehouse?
For no hidden junk or lender fees, think eLoan.com. A better way to get a great rate on a home or even a car loan. Visit www.eLoan.com or call 1-877-ELOAN-00. eLoan is an equal housing lender. Please check our website for a current list of licenses as eLoan is licensed in most but not all states. www.eLoan.com or call 1-877-ELOAN-00.
If you have any diet pills or decongestants in the medicine cabinet, you might want to check the ingredients. The Food and Drug Administration says there's a problem with phenylpropanolamine, or PPA. CBS News reporter John Harchie has details.
The FDA issued a public health advisory telling people not to take drugs that contain PPA. The government agency wants drug makers to stop using the ingredient found in diet pills and many cold remedies.
We are voluntarily discontinuing our Contact 12-hour cold capsule.
Nancy Louver with SmithKline Beecham says other forms of Contact do not use PPA or phenylpropanolamine.
What we are doing is stopping all manufacturing and shipping.
PPA has been around for years, but recent studies suggest it could raise the risk of hemorrhagic stroke. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
There's also a warning about ephedra, an herbal stimulant used in weight loss products. A study found that ephedra, also known as Ma Huang, can cause heart attacks, strokes, and seizures. The fight's hardly over, but Big Tobacco lost a round today when a judge upheld the record damage award in the Florida smokers case. Reporter Michael Hiblin has the story.
For 2 years, jurors heard evidence against the nation's five largest tobacco companies after ruling that cigarette makers tried to hide the health dangers of smoking and marketed to kids. They hit the industry with $145 billion in damages. Circuit Judge Robert Kay, who presided over the trial, upheld the damage amount today, shortly after a federal judge rejected questions about jurisdiction. Michael Hiblin for CBS News, Miami.
Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
First, the bad news. Mortgage rates are at their highest since 1996. But the good news is you have LendingTree.com on your side, where a network of banks and lenders compete for your business. And with one form, you get up to 4 great offers back within hours. Mortgage rates are rising, but you can still find a great deal if you know where to look. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
I've got dry skin, itchy skin, and sensitive skin. Find me a lotion that helps all that.
Introducing new Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Body Lotion. Unlike ordinary moisturizers, Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion is specially formulated to be gentle to your skin. Plus, it's fragrance-free. Triple Action Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion has a unique formula that moisturizes, soothes, and protects dry, itchy skin. And it's kind of sensitive skin.
That's no ordinary lotion.
Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Body Lotion. A kinder, gentler lotion.
On Wall Street, the Dow rose 159 points today. The Nasdaq was down 35. It could have been the perfect crime. Police in Omaha say a man burglarizing a restaurant avoided detection by breaking in through the roof, but then, to expedite his getaway, he propped the back door open. That set off the alarm. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.